USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing lower ahead of an expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve. Policymakers are expected to announce a 0.75% rate hike as they wrap up a two-day meeting on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 313 points to fall to 3,706. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says he wants Congress to start working on the annual National Defense Authorization Act in October. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, promises the NDAA will be part of the Senate's agenda.
There's 1 week we can't meet because of the Yom Kippur holiday, but we'll be meeting in October. NDAA will be part of what we do.
Some Senate Republicans sent a letter to Senator Schumer calling for a vote on the NDAA before September ends. An election transparency bill called the Disclose Act is expected to get a vote in the Senate per Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. President Biden talks about why he is in favor of the bill that forces organizations to disclose if they're spending over $10,000 in an election, saying that even though it's expected to affect both parties, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
There's much too much money that flows in the shadows to influence our elections. It's called dark money. Right now, advocacy groups can run ads on issues attacking or supporting a candidate right until election day without disclosing who's paying for that ad.
In the 2020 election cycle, Democrats spent $1.6 billion on dark money. Meanwhile, Republicans were at around $900 million. Dane Jackson of the Buffalo Bills is out of the hospital after a scary hit during Monday night's game against the Tennessee Titans. The team saying there was no major injury to his neck or spinal cord. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
A new poll shows a split in party preference on hot-button issues. The Politico Morning Consult poll found 43% believing Democrats are best to handle education. Another 39% went with Republicans. Beyond Meat is suspending its operating chief, Doug Ramsey, after he was arrested over the weekend for allegedly biting a man's nose. Ramsey was taken into custody after the Arkansas football game on Saturday. Police allege Ramsey punched and bit a driver in a parking garage near the football stadium. There are reports that Russia is holding elections in Ukrainian territories they currently hold to get those territories to claim independence from Ukraine. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is affirming America's support for Ukrainian sovereignty.
If these referenda proceed, and if Russia purports to annex Ukrainian territory, the United States will never recognize it.
Americans are continuing to pay more for goods like food and gas due to inflation. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun is accusing Democrats of trying to oust the oil and gas industry by forcing gas prices to rise.
They did everything to trip up the oil and gas industry, took it up to $5, and then brag about it coming down. Got to call them out on it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.